Greg Bello at the plate. He's going to take a big swing and a miss for strike one. That, too, has been something that's been difficult for the Doughboys. Is they have gotten behind because of pitching, giving up runs, and then their hitting feels like they need to compensate for those runs, and they just swing out of their shoes, and you're not getting good at-bats from that. 0-2 now on Bello. The 0-2 pitch. Swung on, line shot down the right, down the first base line. It's going to be fair, and beating him to the bag is Bello. Bello's going to be safe. A hard hit single down the right side. Michael Groves got it on the line, on the foul line, but the race to first was won by Bello. That's going to be a single. Gardner Lawrence up to the plate. Gardner Lawrence, bottom of the lineup here for Johnson City. First pitch to Lawrence, swung on, fouled out of the third base side. The 0-1. Low and away for a ball. Lawrence got put out 1-3-4. It's that pickoff attempt. Another pickoff there this time. Diving back safely is Bello. The 1-1. Swung on and missed, strike two. One ball, two strikes here. The 1-2 pitch swung on and missed. Strike three. That'll do it for the bottom half of the sixth. Doughboys put a runner on but can't do anything with it. We go to inning number seven. 7-2, Pulaski. Doughboy baseball.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Come to TVA Credit Union Ballpark this weekend as the Doughboys host the Pulaski River Turtles for the only time this season. Calling all Jedis as Saturday is Star Wars night, as well as Campbell's Morale Music sound off Saturday. Sunday rounds out the opening homestand with a Sunday Fun Day and Touch a Truck for the kids. Don't wait in line, buy online at jcdoughboys.com.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear.
It's bow time. A sandwich this good speaks for itself. But when you're talking hand-breaded, boldly seasoned chicken with thick-cut pickles on a buttery toasted bun, well, we'll say it again and again. Bo's Chicken Sandwich only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
Seventh inning here in Johnson City. 7-2, Pulaski. Five-run top half of the sixth for the River Turtles. Doughboys had led the whole game leading up to that. Jeremiah LeBron still on the mound for Johnson City. It's going to be the same first three hitters from last inning as the River Turtles batted through the lineup. Ballesteros, Romeo Ballesteros at the plate. LeBron will get set. The first pitch to Ballesteros. Looks like kind of a get-me-over changeup, but fell in for a strike. First, Ballesteros was the first hitter of last inning. He struck out. They then went on to score five runs after that. Good bunt over to the left side. Green grabs it, and a good play by Justin Green. Comes in, grabs it, throws it across his body to first base for out number one, and a good bunt from Ballesteros and an even better play from Green over at third base. That'll be out number one.
Now batting number five, Travis Graves.
Travis Graves at the plate now for Pulaski. First pitch to him is inside for a ball. Graves, leadoff hitter, still is 0 for 2. Was 0 for 2 with strikeouts in each of his first two plate appearances. Did walk his last time up. Eventually came around to score. Count on him. 2-0 pitch. Outside, ball three. Starting to get darker here in Johnson City. Lights really starting to illuminate the field. The 3-0. Low and away, ball four and a four-pitch walk. Four-pitch walk to Travis Graves. Puts a base runner on with one out for Pulaski.
Now batting number 25, Rodney
Green for Pulaski. Decent lead at first. LeBron will take a look over. He'll get set. First pitch to Green. Outside shade of the plate for a strike. Green walked on four pitches, then came around to score on Hayden Madigan's triple. The 0-1 runner goes, swung on and missed. Throw down way high into center field. That's going to be an E2. Stolen base with an E2, and then it should be that's going to be a two-error play. There's going to be an E2 on the throw to move him to third. And then there's going to be an E8 on Isaiah Frost not fielding it cleanly to have him score. It's going to be an unearned run, but there's going to be a pair of errors on that play. No balls, two strikes the count. 8-2, ground ball right side, foul out of play. The 0-2, high and away for ball one. It's a perfect situation for Travis Graves. You still get credited with the steal, and you get to come all the way around and score because of the two errors. The 1-2, swung on and missed, strike three. Scooping that up's Gardner Lawrence. He is going to almost throw it over Michael Moss's head at first base, but they'll be able to complete the strikeout for out number two. Kind of held your breath when you saw the trajectory of that and how just overthrew center field. Alec DiMartino at the plate now. Big swing and a miss. Strike one from DeMartino. DeMartino also walked last inning, and he also came around to score on the triple. Top three guys in the lineup were the three that got walked by Noah Robinson and then got brought home by the Hayden Madigan triple. All outside, 1-1 the count. Set from LeBron, the 1-1. High and in. Two balls, one strike. Two outs here. About a top half of the seventh. Big swing and a miss for strike. One runner did reach base this inning. Eventually came around to score. Another run scored without a hit. Something that Pulaski's done a very good job at today. The 2-2 ball way outside. Pushes the count to full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Top half of the seventh, Johnson City. The 3-2. Swung on and missed, strike three. Pulaski plates one. Stretch time here in Johnson City, 8-2, River Turtles. You're listening to Doughboys Baseball.
Hey, you can't bring new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery into work.
Why? They got smoking hot top prizes. Hey, look, I won!
Oh, what have you done?
Huh, guess they were hotter than I thought.
Heat up your wallet with all-new hot and scorching hot top prizes up to $500,000, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
Please play responsibly.
Life can be a lot sometimes. But at Holston Medical Group, our primary care providers are here through it all, whether it be a routine checkup or something unexpected. Because at HMG, we're here for you through every stage of life with the best primary care and support, whether it's you or the people you love most. Choose HMG, your health partner for life. Now accepting new patients. Call 877-464-1213.
Unbound Digital is your IT solutions provider, locally owned and serving businesses right here in the Tri-Cities and surrounding areas. Unbound Digital can help your business grow by helping you keep your focus on your customers while we keep our focus on managing your IT services. Do you have a backup plan in the event of a ransomware attack? We do. Are your computers and network running slow? We can speed it up. Our friendly technicians are available to help you online, by phone, or in person. Contact us. This is up for success.
Bottom half of the seventh inning here in Johnson City. It's going to be the top of the lineup. Isaiah Frost, Matt Miceli, and Michael Moss for the Doughboys. Ball high and in to open up the at-bat. Isaiah Frost, 1-for-2 on the day. Came around to score back in the first off a single. Big swing and a miss for strike number one. Singled in the first, walked in the second. Struck out his last time up in the fourth. The 1-1. High and away. Two balls, one strike now. And a duck a little bit did Frost. Frost got a fielding error on that play last inning. A little bit of a fumble out in center field. Isaiah Frost. The 3-1 to him. Ball four inside. Seventh inning here. If the Doughboys can get two runs an inning the rest of the way, you're at least going to go to extras. Well, extra. You'll have the one half inning. Don't play extra innings in that sense in the Appalachian League. Run on first, nobody out. Matt Miceli. Swung on. Fly ball center field. Couple steps in, Rodney Green. He's not going to have to move very far, and he's going to make the catch for out number one. Michael Moss up to the plate for Michael Moss. Hasn't done a ton today. 0 for 2. Did walk in the third and eventually came around to score. But a pair of flyouts to right field. First pitch to him. Low and in for a ball. Moss's bright blue shin guard really pops against these the white Doughboy colors. The 1-0. Swung on. Shot foul. First base side. 1-1. Frost and Moss, the only two runners to score for the Doughboys today. Pickoff back at first. Decent move. Did get Frost looking a little bit, but he was able to dive. Getting set now is Blake. The 1-1 pitch in the dirt. 2-1. We wrap up the homestand tomorrow against these same River Turtles. Hope to not have to not go away without a win in the opening series. Ball's fouled back. 2-2 to count now. The 2-2. Swung on, ground ball left side. That's going to be flipped 6-4-3, and that's going to be a double play to end the inning. Ballesteros to Graves to Groves. That does it in the seventh for the Doughboys. We go to the eighth, 8-2. Pulaski, you're listening to Doughboy.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Come to TVA Credit Union Ballpark this weekend as the Doughboys host the Pulaski River Turtles for the only time this season. Calling all Jedis is Saturday's Star Wars night, as well as Campbell's Morrell Music Sound Off Saturday with live music from Lene Moon. Sunday rounds out the opening homestand with a Sunday Fun Day and Touch a Truck for the kids. Don't wait in line. Buy online at jcdoughboys.com.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent what?
Smokey Bear. Call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes. Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Top half of the eighth inning and another Benchmark Insurance pitching change. This time, we go to Preston Miller. Saw Miller, another guy we saw on Thursday. Miller, another guy that was okay. Wasn't anything special, but just kind of kept the game going how it was on Thursday. I mean, everyone could get hits on Thursday on both teams. Miller from Milligan, only going to be here about 2 weeks. Not going to be here for the entire season, he was telling me when he got here on Monday. Miller's first Miller's first opponents will be Michael Groves, Hayden Madigan, and Irvin Escobar due up in this inning for the River Turtles. Hayden Madigan, back-to-back triples when he comes up. First pitch to Groves comes in, and it is a ball, just misses on the outside corner. Preston Miller, we talked about him a little bit on Thursday when he pitched. Two different arm slots. Works in a little bit from a sidearm slot and normally goes from the top. The 1-0 just misses outside. And similar spot from the first one, but the first one looked like a strike as well. Long look from Miller. The windup and the 2-0. Inside. Tried to work in that sidearm right there. Didn't quite have the control on it. The ball way in. The 3-0. Called strike. Three balls, one strike. One looked like a competitive pitch. Didn't look like too much of a get me over, but was able to find the zone there, kind of outside shade of the plate. The 3-1. Swung on. Fly ball left field. Running back for it's Donovan Hill. Hill at the wall, looking up, and that one's gone. Michael Groves, excuse me. Solo home run to open. That's now the fourth. That's the fifth home run given up by Doughboy pitching. Still none for the Doughboy offense.
Now batting number 31, Hayden Madigan.
Hayden Madigan at the plate now. Madigan 3-for-3, pair of triples and a double. 9-2 your score now here in Johnson City. Eight unanswered runs for Pulaski over the last four innings. The 0-1, called strike. On Madigan now. The 0-2, swung on, tipped, and it came out of the glove of Gardner Lawrence. He's going to get another opportunity here, Will Madigan. Long look, the 0-2. Swung on and missed. That time it was caught by Gardner Lawrence, and that'll be out number one. First time getting Hayden Madigan out today will be a Preston Miller strikeout. Irvin Escobar at the plate now. Long set. Wind up for Miller. The first pitch. Fine. Escobar 1-for-2. Singled in the fifth. I put out into double play. Did get hit by a pitch and stranded on first his last time up. Swung at ground ball left side. Deep in the hole, Matt Maselli. Maselli across the diamond, but he's not going to be able to make the play. And it's going to be a infield single for Irvin Escobar. That hit only the seventh of the game for Pulaski. 9 runs on just 7 hits.
Number 12, Connor Kincaid.
Connor Kincaid will dig in. Look back to first for Miller. This set in the first pitch to him is called strike. Smith made up for it with a sack fly in the sixth. He's driven in a run, but 0 for 2 on the day. Runner on first, about a step off. Get hit by the pitch right there. It'll put runners on first and second now. One out, runners on first and second. Top half of the eighth inning in Johnson City. Preston Miller on the mound for the Doughboys. Ball outside. First pitch to Seth Sweetchick. Sweetchick 0 for 3. Fly out, strike out, pop out. A line out here. Just try to get out every. The 1-0 called strike. Outside corner. It's always, story of the games always seems to be the bullpen for the Doughboys. Ethan Sharb, a very good start, 4 strong innings, really didn't allow much of anything. And then we're going to call time. Hitter reaches hand out for time. Wasn't awarded time. Preston Miller saw that the hitter reached his hand out for time. Stopped throwing. They called a balk at first, but then they decided, no, he called time. It's not a pitch. 1-1 count. Look back. The 1-1 popped up right side. Out towards right field. Logan Hugo running over forward in foul territory. He's going to run out of room. It's going to land foul. Count moves to 1-2. Digging back into the right side of the sweet chick. Preston Miller's going to step off. The 1-2. Swung on. Fly ball. Left center field. Going over a couple steps is Isaiah Frost. Frost's going to catch it. Runner tags from second. He's going to decide not to. And smart decision there. Pretty good throw from Isaiah Frost. Out for out number 2.
Now batting the shortstop, number 1, Romeo Ballesteros.
Romeo Ballesteros up to the plate now. Runners on first and second. 2 outs for the Doughboys. Called strike, first pitch to Ballesteros. Infield in regular depth. The boys would need to score 4 runs an inning to be able to win this ball game for the last 2. The 0-1 swung on and missed, strike 2. Good pitch from Preston Miller. Harris. Long set in the 2-2, or the 0-2, ball high. Ballesteros singled. one for three on the day. He's caught stealing after that single. That struck out. That is one thing that Doughboy pitching has done a good job at in these 3 days. They do have a good number of strikeouts, which is surprising considering the number of runs they've given up. 1-2, low and away, low and in for a ball. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two runners on. Outside, goes to the screen. Runners are going to move up 90 feet. Three balls, two strikes now on Ballesteros. Wasn't for the wild pitch there. The carousel would be spinning, but it moved up 90 feet. Nobody on first now. The 3-2. High for ball four. Ballesteros will draw a walk. That'll load the bases now with two outs. Second baseman Travis Graves coming up, top of the lineup.
Now batting the second baseman, number 5, Travis Graves.
Graves will look at his bat. Digs in. Set by Miller, the first pitch. Outside corner, strike one. Graves 0 for 2 on the day. Pair of strikeouts, pair of walks. Scored each time he was on base. Oh, 1 swung at. Fly ball left field, way high. Justin Green ranging over deep. That's going to land foul just barely. That's going to be a long strike. Justin Green ran nearly 100 feet back there to try to get to that ball. Real long range there. Unable to get to it. It'll just be an 0-2 count now on Graves. Graves gets reset in the box. These are loaded. Escobar on third, Kincaid on second, and Ballesteros on first. No balls, two strikes the count. Preston Miller gets set. The 0-2 swung on, fouled back into the screen. Count remains. Completely dark over the field now. The 0-2 to Graves. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Preston Miller will leave him loaded. But the River Turtles do add on one more with solo home run. Bottom half of the eighth, Lasky. You're listening to Doughboys Baseball.
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Is your business struggling with technology? Frustrated with a lack of support from your current IT provider? Call Unbound Digital today for fast, friendly IT support. No more submitting ticket requests and waiting days for callbacks. Talk to a live technician from Unbound Digital's local in-house support team with over 22 years of serving the Tri-Cities. Unbound Digital can help with every aspect of your business, from IT support, phone systems, websites, business email, and cybersecurity. Online at unbounddigital.net or call for a free consultation. 423-467-7777.
Welcome to the Tennessee Lottery Speedway, where the race to win big continues. Competition is fierce as players hit the gas toward reaching the $20,000 top prize of our all-new Raceway Riches Instant Game. Winner! Could you be next?
Speed to the good times with the all-new Raceway Riches Instant Game from the Tennessee Lottery. And don't miss the Tennessee Lottery 250 at Nashville Super Speedway on Saturday, June 25th. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
There was a time when the best pork sausage came from a farm just down the road. A pork sausage so fresh, so flavorful, it always made breakfast the best meal of the day. You can still find that same farm fresh flavor today in every package of Swaggerty's Farm Premium Sausage, made using only the finest cuts of 100% fresh pork with no fillers added. It's quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Now available at your local grocer.
It's bow time. A sandwich this good speaks for itself. But when you're talking hand-breaded, boldly seasoned chicken with thick-cut pickles on a buttery toasted bun, well, we'll say it again and again. Bo's Chicken Sandwich only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
Hey, you can't bring new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery into work.
Top prizes. Hey, look, I won!
Oh, what have you done?
Huh, guess they were hotter than I thought.
Bottom half of the eighth inning here in Johnson City. Benchmark Insurance pitching change. Nobody knows who he is. Just got here today. We don't have a name. We have a number 37. So don't have a name for the pitcher. Yeah, that's how. I mean, Max Scherzer wore 37 with the Tigers. But other than that, we don't even. Taller right-hander. I don't know. Big swing and a miss. Donovan Hill. Aaron Park is who we're hearing. 6'3" right-hander. Hey, at least the guy who I was going to guess it was also a 6'3" right-hander. So this distance. So it'll be Aaron Park. Park from NJIT, same place as Gardner Lawrence. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes now. Donovan Hill. Long set, the 1-2. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Strikeout to open up the outing for Aaron Park. Brings up Jaden Melendez.
Number one, Jaden Melendez.
Set from here. First pitch to Melendez falls in the zone for a called strike. Go. Ball high and in. 1-1. Jaden Melendez, 2-for-3 on the day, a pair of singles. RBI on both of them. The 1-1 finds the outside corner for a strike. The 1-2 to Melendez, inside, similar spot. It looked like Aaron Park's kind of trying to work that inside corner. He did it already once and went right back to it. So, see if he can try to make it work. The 2-2. Swung on and missed. Strike number three. Swinging strikeout for Jaden Melendez. That strikeout right there, just the third of the season so far for Melendez. Did not strike out yesterday. About 12 or 13 plate appearances for him so far today, this season. Strike on the inside corner to Logan Hugo. He goes 0 for 3, a pair of pop-outs and a flyout. The 0-1 ground ball left side, that's going to go foul. Nine to two, the score now. We're in the bottom half of the eighth. The 0-2 almost hits him in the. Logan Hugel reached base for the first time today via the hit by pitch.